The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Welcome, cryptid cuties, to Flesh Wound After Dark. I am the Squatch Hunter, Flesh Wound Dan, joined by Producer Todd. How goes it, Producer Todd?
I'm just going to assume Squatch Hunter means you like hairy women. So.
Why are you hating on hairy women, Todd?
I'm not. Did I say it was a bad thing? Apparently it is, the way you took it.
Look, hairy dude, you know, why are you hating? Why are you hating, Todd? I'm going to make that a request.
Again, movie. Who says I was hating, Dan? I just said it's a tell of what your type is.
I sensed hate.
No. You're the kink shamer, not me.
I sensed hate. I'm going to convince Jim Wynorski. He needs a hairy lady in his next production.
Are you sure we don't already have some? Menopause has long kicked in.
It's got to happen. Todd's a piece of shit. Bigfoot or Bust, part of our Sasquatch series. Very exciting.
Just to put it out there, Dan, you want to be Sasquatch Hunter and all that bullshit. You know I wear a size 17 shoe, right? Just letting you know that. I may be a hairless squash.
There you go. Oh, well, shit, we need to make like a new Patterson Gimli video with you.
Yeah, no. Just my feet.
Make it happen. Well, that doesn't help anything except the feet freaks out there. So I don't know.
Yeah, the ladies get it.
We could make a good Sasquatch movie, I think. But yes.
Done. Where's Pugs? We need the first blaxploitation Bigfoot movie.
Ooh, that would be fun.
All the other Bigfoots are dicks. No, we'll save that for a post show. I think I got an idea on this one, Dan. We'll come back to this. Circle back around.
Cool. We'll circle back. But yes, our Sasquatch series, we're going to try and cover as many, if not all.
Not about all.
Yeah, you know, there's not a massive amount. You know, we do the Amityville stuff, and I think there's more Amityville.
Well, there's never going to be another series that has more one-offs than that.
I think there
might be more episodes or more Amityville shows than there are episodes of the original Dark Shadows.
there will be, if not so already. Yeah. But we're going to cover a lot of the classics and, you know, when we kind of run dry, we'll name our favorite Sasquatch film, which I think will be interesting.
And we will also be talking about some not so classics.
Yeah, there's some not so classics as well. But on that note, we'll jump into the most recent Bigfoot film from legendary director Jim Wynorski, Bigfoot or Bust. This one, a team of celebrities head out on a quest to search for Bigfoot. Unaware, another group of time-traveling women from the future are also searching for the creature. All right, Bigfoot or Bust. So there's certain expectations that you would have from a movie like this. But to be honest, recently, Jim Wynorski's, you know, he's changed a little bit. Sharkansas wasn't exactly what we wanted.
I think that's the only one, though, out of his recent output. Because we still got it from the Full Moon output. And I know we're going to get it in the next one.
Yeah. It was very light on Attack of the Cam Girl, was it?
And no. It wasn't.
It was a little bit.
It wasn't bump and grind, but...
No, and this is not, and I'm not holding that against this movie. This is not like softcore bump and grind. But in terms of nudity, yeah, you're going to be let down.
You're going to be fucking pissed off.
Yeah, there is none.
Okay, you know what? I'm not holding back because I love Jim Wynorski. And I even defend Sharkansas. I cannot for the life of me defend. Well, you know what? Before I do that, I'm going to pull the poster up just because. I want to show you guys. Okay. illustrate Dan's point of, you know, you see this cover and you're like, hey, looks like it might be something fun. And there we go. Literally, Breast is right there. The Breast Bigfoot movie ever, Bigfoot or Bust. So you have a certain amount of exploitations, not to mention how much
expectations of exploitation.
Now, and the moment I was mad was this moment. What the fuck is that? In the middle of a goddamn Jim Warnowski movie is a blur.
That was strange.
There was, it happened three times. That was the best one I could capture to illustrate. Yeah. Like if you're making it for a foreign market, blur it. But why were you going to release that? It, because it's not just the Tubi version. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the Blu-ray dropping Tuesday, but my gut says no, because Tubi doesn't censor the other stuff, the VOD. It's just,
well, we do get that gag where it cuts to Jim Wynorski when you're about to, like, oh, okay, sweet, and he gets the pie in the face.
So basically, he took Lloyd Kaufman's gimmick from the Terra Firma R-rated version.
I'll be honest, I found that a little more obnoxious than anything here. I mean, I understand times have changed and all that stuff, but you needed a little bit. Now, believe it or not, I'm not going to just shit on this movie. I think that sort of goofy B-movie spirit is there. I liked all the girls. I'm a big Lisa London fan. You know, you recognize all of these faces from previous Jim Wynorski films. And, you know, we get Melissa Brassel. If you don't recognize her, she was, she's actually one that sings on this. She was a part of the Five DeMarco sisters group. And we also get Becky LeBeau sings a lot of songs on here. The soundtrack's fun. The soundtrack's actually fun.
Who was the first one you said?
Melissa Brassel, a.k.a. Rocky DeMarco.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, throwing out her real name was, like, weird.
Well, that's what it's credited as on IMDb. So,
yeah, but it's IMDb. It's credited in the movie under her stage name.
Yeah, so I, you know.
That's what threw me off. I was like, who?
Yeah, I mean, Lisa London's a personal favorite, but we also get Becky LeBeau, as I said. Christine Nguyen, who still does nudity and certainly would have in here. I mean, she's done it recently. So,
in
you know,
the last Wernowski picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Gail Thackeray is Dr. Dawn. We get Deborah Dutch in here. It was fun to see her. Cindy Lucas, who's always great. Tane McClure. A lot of familiar faces that if you're a fan, it's cute. It's, this movie's like basically all montages. At one point, there's like five in a row, like not even a minute in between, practically separating
them. I'm shocked you're being so nice.
I think I kind of knew what this was going to be.
Maybe it was, and I had my hopes up this time.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt the other one. I think my biggest problem was, like, all right, hold on. Who the fuck was this movie made for?
That's, you know, look, that's a good point.
Was it made for preteens who like old boobs? I mean, I don't even understand. You have, like,
I think
literally,
the ladies are all beautiful.
I understand. So, there's nothing wrong with an older woman. I didn't say that there was.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I don't know who this movie's made for, because people generally our age are not going for this.
It's made specifically for people that love these ladies. And they're asking a lot to forgive the no skin.
I do. And I'm just like, what am I watching? If we had the same runtime, but with plot instead of montages, which in any other Wernowski film would be nude montages.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you would have had the blend of, okay, we're doing these little montages, and then you're getting, like, a sex scene.
But I'm, like, literally, like, why the fuck am I watching girls on trampolines for 10 minutes?
With no nudity. Yeah, I get it.
This is one. I love Wernowski, and this is just the one. I look forward to the sequel to Cam Girl next month. Or is it this month? But, man. Tubi, go for that. I get it. I hate, like, not I love Warnowski, so this is.
I do too. I think you're going to be getting more of this now. I know the market's changed, and I know like there some people might look at this review and just say, "Oh yeah, they just want soft core every time." No, not at all. This is fine. This is like a Jim Wynorski is way more than soft core. I think Jim Wynorski is fantastic. He's done stuff in every genre, always entertaining. But
they literally put two of his best movies on there. They didn't put fucking
Yeah. Oh no, look. Wynorski can never erase all these great movie memories. This is something different now. Like I said, there are cute moments. I love these ladies. They all the spirit of a Jim Wynorski B movie is there. It's almost a musical, to be honest. There's enough music montages to basically be a musical. But man, you just have to eat up everything that these particular actresses are in, and maybe you'll find it again. I hate to keep repeating this word, but cute.
It's not cute, Dan.
A sexy film, because you know.
Again, who is it made for? You say fans of these ladies. There's not a market that big to get a movie like this off the fans of these ladies. I get it.
It's a very small group at this point. But
and the one thing that drove me nuts, and this used to all, I hate to drop a wrestling reference. WWE used to do this all the time and drove me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You have a shitty product, but then you want to show us clips of the golden era when it was good. Because there's a spot on TV, they're playing clips of the great Warnowski stuff, like WWE used to do in their shitty era and play Attitude Era clips. Like, why would I watch this shit now when I could be watching that?
I get it. Look, believe me, this doesn't come anywhere close to the great Wynorski classics, or even the great Wynorski softcore, you know,
or even the bad Wynorski from the golden era. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't hate it as much as you.
I didn't hate it. I don't understand it.
I think
that's the part, because I like the girls. If you would have cut out like that hour of fucking stuff that wasn't needed and it was just story, I would have had more fun, but it also would have been a short that way.
And needless to say, just so you guys know, Bigfoot doesn't really do anything here. Bigfoot watches the girls change, but not
maybe
show
that
nudity.
Bothered me too. Cause like there's other Bigfoot wild weekend and stuff like that. That's
Bigfoot doesn't kill anybody. Bigfoot doesn't do anything cool. Now some people might criticize the look, but I love just cheesy, Shriek of the Mutilated style Bigfoot man in a costume.
I had no issues with that. Like I just mentioned, Bigfoot's Wild Weekend at some of those from maybe a decade ago. Why the fuck does Momo pop up just chilling with Bigfoot randomly? That made me laugh when they're both looking through the windows.
it made me kind of laugh a few times. It's not something I can recommend. I'll be honest. I canceled my Blu-ray pre-order. I'm in no hurry to watch this again. You know, it's on Tubi. That's the way to watch this one. You don't need to own it unless you're a completist. Like, honest to God, I might find this used at some point for $5.
I'll get it eventually
and add it just to add it. But
yeah, that's how I am with that. I was like that before I watched it.
Yeah.
After I watched it, you're gonna have to be in the MVD does those really good sales once a year, so maybe that one. I have a feeling that's gonna be one that'll be nice and discounted.
You know, though, and again, it's a big thing not having any skin. I feel like if it did, this would rank reasonably high, because I do think the performances, and I know, again, people are laughing like, oh, what kind of performances do you expect out of Bigfoot or Bust? But these are all seasoned Scream Queens, B-movie actresses that nail that tone just perfectly. So all you did,
they nailed the tone, but I wouldn't say good acting.
Not for this. Yes. You want to stick Meryl Streep in here. What's she going to do? She's got to ditz it up. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little nicer, but not very. It is a disappointment.
I honestly believe the only reason you're being so nice, Dan, is because it is Wynorski.
No, look, I was not super.
If this was the person, if this was the person I blamed for this, you would hate it because you don't get it. And that is, I think, the problem.
No, I believe me. We want the same thing out of this movie. Yeah. We really do. And my rating's low too. I'm just like a.
I was fine until this. This made me mad. I mean, like, really? Why do it if you're just going to blur them?
I would have not had that at all. I agree.
That was the point. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, cut away. Now, maybe it won't be blurred on the Blu-ray, but that'll be all you get.
But on the VOD, yeah. I think that's, this is disappointing. Like, I still looking forward to his next one, because at least Full Moon will deliver at least. They're like the last company not really shying away from nudity. They may not be stacked, but they may be stacked, but they may not have a lot of it.
Yeah.
But they still regularly do.
Yeah, so, I'm not expecting massive amount in this. That's fine, but you have to, especially look, this is a long hour and 17, I believe it was. My God.
So it would have been 15 minutes without all the jumping around.
Yeah. And you don't need much of a plot when it's filled out with the sex scenes.
I defended Sharkansas because at least it had a, they didn't have, this was just such a Skinemax movie made PG, where Sharkansas was a movie that had busty women that just happened not to get naked. So I can deal with that.
Yeah, the way Shark, this was Sharkansas, that had it's been a while, but shit, Dominique Swain was in that, wasn't she? I believe.
Shit. I think so.
Yeah, that one had, Tracy Lords, I know, was in it. That was a movie. It still disappointed me, but it was, a plot, A to B sort of thing.
But at least there's a reason, because, it's for China, and he was upfront about that, so I have no problem. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Do we think this is going for China? I really don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, again, obviously Jim Wynorski knows the market better than anything. Yeah, absolutely. You or I.
I'm not saying we know better. Right. I'm just, again, my thing is, who's it for?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like almost curious to see like numbers breakdowns on something like this, because it would seem like you would do a little bit better. Streaming, people still like boobs. I know times have changed, but people do like boobs.
I will tell you this, honestly, the fact that it's on Tubi and we know how perverts click certain graphics to watch it and they get paid off clicks, you could be doing okay just for Tubi. You know what I mean? Because this movie didn't cost a lot.
Perverts do click on certain images.
And hopefully... Right, wait, oh, where, there it is. some of you hopefully if you are a fan of the older ladies, this one's got you covered.
And I am, honest to God, look, I love every actress in here. Rocky DeMarco has not aged, as far as I'm concerned. She looks amazing.
I can tell. The last time I saw her, though, was probably Demolition High.
Oh, okay. It's been a little while for you.
Yeah. I'm sure I've seen her pop up in other stuff, but that's the first thing I think of her when I think of her.
I mean, guys, like you said, go have a Wynorski marathon. Watch some of the creature features, too. He makes great movies. He's got a record of churning out stuff very quick, entertaining, and this is just, it's not great, but might still be worth it if you like the ladies.
It feels like, I'm sure they had a fucking blast making this, because this feels like a movie a bunch of friends and stuff got together.
That's what I'm saying. The tone is there.
The little to no plot, and just made something. But I'm sure that's used to what happened, but I don't know. It's one of those things where it feels like its time has passed. You can't do it, then don't do it. I think that's my biggest problem. At some point, if you can't do it, why do this version?
Maybe we need a new streaming service to rise that will put money into actually making the proper old school Skinemax stuff again.
Well, there's no one going to do that if Skidamax doesn't want to pay for it now.
Well, I understand. I'm just saying, like, something ad-based that's willing to do it because, I mean, again, I know everybody listening to this, like, well, we have internet porn. Why do we care? Well, you're not from our generation because we still care. I had internet porn when I was still watching Seduction Cinema and, you know, Fred Olen Ray's and Wynorski's softcore efforts. You know, I still love those movies. So that would be my answer. And some people don't like the hard stuff. I think there's still an interest in sexy late night films. Well,
here's the thing, though, Dan. I know you may not be aware. Tubi does have a lot of that content. I told you one movie I watched the other day.
There's a lot on Tubi. I agree.
Yeah. No, I know. But like specifically that fills the void you're looking for. You just have to find it on your own. That's the only thing. Like there's no like button you can click on. Like
it's not totally gone.
But even the ones I'm finding are still from like 5 years ago. It's hard to find like a 2022 is probably what we're looking at.
You almost need, well, hell, Slaughterhouse Slumber Party that we just reviewed. And if you haven't listened to our review of that, you almost need now like the underground. Obviously, all of these, you know, Wynorski and Olin Ray softcore flicks were low budget, but the, you know, you almost need somebody that's making it for like under 5,000 sort of deal, like that. And I thought that, I mean, again, that one is also a horror comedy, but you know, it captured that kind of late night tone that we love. You can still do it. You can do it much cheaper. I think you need just that next generation of Jim Wynorski and Fred Olen Ray.
I think, Sean Donahue doing the Death Squad stuff. And what's the name of the director of the one you just mentioned? That's okay. Well,
Dustin Mills.
Right. I mean, I don't know how much of his catalog other than this. I know you mentioned you'd see.
He's not. That's actually not his typical. For him. I thought I read a quote somewhere, and I totally agree with them because I think he shot it during, you know, pandemic time. Like the world needs more movies like this.
I agree.
I agree too. Like, you know.
Well, you know what we should do then? We should recommend some good Wynorski films. After we rate this,
absolutely. All right, Todd, what say you?
No, you get to go first. I'm curious.
A generous 1.5 because the tone was there.
We're not far off. That's why I wanted you to go first. I'm a 1. Yeah.
I still like the ladies.
I could go 1.5 too because.
No, you said 1. And you.
I know. I said I could.
You were more of an asshole than I was.
So. You know, I think I was more matter of fact because we both have the same complaints. You were just a little bit more. But see, and I will say this, I was wrong. I had confidence because look at the cover. Bust is in the title. The big red breast. I mean, Jesus. I mean, am I wrong looking at that, assuming that?
Well, look, and I'll tell the audience, like, we had talked, I think, last night, and I was like, man, I'm trying not to buy absolutely everything like I used to do. And I think this might be more Sharkansas. Sharkansas is the more like professionally put, I don't want to say professionally, it's still professional, but you know what I mean? Like a little more effort was put into it.
Shout Factory distributed it. It was a bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger thing.
This one really did feel like it was a lot of it was winged. But
yeah, there's a reason Scream Factory didn't grab this one too.
No, Scream Factory definitely wouldn't pick this one up. But anyways, there you go. So we're gonna recommend some,
What would you say? My two favorites, only one is like fits this genre. Of course, Return to Swamp Thing is one of my absolute favorites, but I would have to say Not of This Earth.
Absolutely. Not of This Earth is a great one. You know, one that I wish there's several, well, not recent, some of them are like a decade old now, but there's some films that he did like Number one, Shark Babes, he did in 2015. I don't believe that's had any kind of DVD or Blu-ray release. And that one, I think I've seen stills from it. Definitely feels more, you know, if you want the skin, it's there. I also, Piranaconda.
That's a good one.
I would like a, you know, U.S. Blu-ray of that. Maybe unlikely now. Gila was fun. His Komodo films, I enjoyed those. I mean, yeah. You go back to classic softcore. I mean, the Bear Wench Project series. I mean, that's classic.
Yeah, even something recent as 2015 Scared Topless was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he knew how to make... He's always known how to make a really entertaining film. You know, I even like wave of Ice-T action films he did. Those were a lot of fun, you know.
I like the H.R. Blueberry stuff, of course. House on Hooter Hill, Bressford.
You know, another one Rocky DeMarco was actually in. His 1995 Wasp Woman remake, which I think was the best of that wave. They did, Humanoids from the Deep, Piranha.
They were all pretty bad other than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Wasp Woman I thought was really good, the 1995. Yeah, if you can still track down the DVD, I don't know how out of print it is. That one's well worth checking out, you know. I mean, God, the guy made Deathstalker 2. Mm-hmm. I love Deathstalker 2 so much. I love the non-director's cut with all the flubs as well. Deathstalker 2.
I know. Unfortunately, that one didn't. I'll go with one. This is the one I didn't
mention. It's on the DVD, Todd. That's why I kept
it. No. I know it is. I'm saying it didn't make it to blue. Now I lost what I was going to say. The one of my favorite, though he's only a co-director, but we also love the other director, Fred Olen Ray, and that's Dinosaur Island. So,
oh yeah, you really can't go wrong with certainly early Wynorski,
Sorceress.
Yeah, Sorceress on Blu-ray. Yeah. You can check that.
There is one I know because I know you mentioned you don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I could name drop his entire film.
No, I know you could. You don't think Shark Babes was that the one you said you don't think got a release?
Well, not a physical media.
Okay, really. I was going to say, yeah. Because I know the one that, he's not allowed to release. He used to post about it all the time and show pictures. Uh-huh. I can't remember the exact name, but it was his Paranormal Activity ripoff.
Yeah. Now, why happened again? I'm trying to
remember. I know. I don't know the exact reason, but I know that he was talking about it. It'll never come out.
Yeah,
there's a legal something with it.
Yeah, there's a few like that. I'd be very curious. If anybody knows, hey, please pop it in the chat.
If Wernowski's listening, I'm sorry. I love you, but
Hardbound.
And tell us who it's for. I really want to know.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Hard Bounty is another one that doesn't get talked about a lot that I like.
Hard to Die.
Cheerleader Massacre. Yeah, he's... Komodo versus Cobra. You really can't go wrong at all. Cleavage Field, that's another one that never, I think, got a physical media release.
There's a lot of those technically, I know we're still calling them Showtime or Cinemax flicks, but technically by then they had ended up on the movie channel. They had because Cinemax stopped at one point, remember, picking up that content, and then Showtime and the movie channel had it.
Like Piranaconda aired on Sci-Fi. It airs all the time, but... Yeah, there's some of these I'm like, man, why haven't we gotten physical media? Because I'm in for all of that. Yeah. I mean, again, even Bigfoot or Bust, I will pick up at some point.
Did you pick up a Doggone Holiday? Doggone Hollywood?
Doggone Hollywood.
With Cynthia Cynthia Rothrock, Cindy Lucas, Paul Logan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't even watch that. I'm not even like, hey kid, you want to watch? No, we're not bothering.
Yeah, it's something.
I'd rather watch some of the Asylum animated ones than that. Hey, and I love Troma. I will not sit down and watch that stupid ass Doggy Tales either. So it's not just it's not just him.
So guys, hopefully we highlighted some for you. more physical media for some of these missing Wynorski movies. We'd love to see them.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to find them out of region at this point. I don't see anyone. I see some
retro media. I mean, if he gets, you know, I mean, retro media put all of it out. I mean, there's a reason, obviously, if they don't. But
yeah, but they put their own stuff out. Did you buy The Hills Have Thighs?
Yeah, everything that's available, I've got.
Oh, so you did get Hills Have Thighs.
Yeah, I have everything that's available, I believe.
Well, no, that was a weird one. I was curious because that one was only like on his website.
Yeah, there were some straight. Like, I'll buy them any way I can buy them. So
yeah.
All right, guys. So I think we've gone enough on this, but we will be doing. It's not just going to be the big Bigfoot movies. We're going to be covering all the B, C, D, and whatever, along with all the classics. Night of the Demon is up, or will be up.
Is that
Shriek of the Mutilated? We'll have coming, I know, fairly soon, because that's coming out from Vinegar Syndrome, a new Blu-ray edition of that. I'm excited about. We'll hit all the big ones, and we'll hit all the little ones. So keep tuning in.
And yeah, I think Krueger may skip on most of the After Dark ones, because I definitely want to do some Sex Squatch, because I've never watched those. And
I have those on Blu-ray. It's Sex Squatch and Sex Squatch 2: Return to Bloodstool Lake. I'm curious what you will think of those. But yes, so stay tuned. And it's been a pleasure, guys. And should I take you out with the sexy voice?
No.
Yeah, good night. Cryptid cutie.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I should have just let it go.
Fuck you, Todd. Good night.
All right.
That's all I can.
Quit doing it, then I keep stopping it. All right, say goodnight, Dan.
Good night. I love you.